lives.
Call to order this regular meeting of the Assembly of the City of Borough Greenville, Alaska, Tuesday, March 28, 2017, at 7 p.m. The pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember David Powell, and if you remain standing for the invitation to be given by Don McCullough.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. As we enter the crossroads in our city's history, give to our assembly the knowledge to find the best road forward. Replacing a very knowledgeable person is not an easy task. Lord, grant that our assembly the ability to recognize the correct direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We have a couple of items this evening. First off, I'd like to read a letter from Lisa Murkowski to Jeff J. Bush. It says, "Dear Jeff, I join your many friends and neighbors as they honor your many years of exemplary service to the city and borough of Wrangell. In fact, it will seem quite odd the next time I'm at city offices to not see you in one of the offices working studiously to make the community a better place. Your long and distinguished career must be a source of great pride and satisfaction. As you enjoy retirement, it will be gratifying to look back on your many accomplishments throughout Wrangell. I know you will leave with many fond memories, and when reminiscing, will feel the appreciation of your colleagues and fellow residents. I offer my best wishes to you and Kay for a most enjoyable retirement. May you enjoy many happy, healthy, and fulfilling years as you explore new opportunities and spend more time with your grandchildren." Signed by Lisa Murkowski.
Thank you.
And along with that, Assembly would like to present this plaque to Jeff for his many years of service. I know I have one addition to what Lisa said. The many years of satisfying service, I know there were some times when it wasn't so satisfying. I went to work about two months before Jeff did, and I know how that was at that time. It was really bad.
It was.
I'm glad you hung in there, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Here.
Prasanka?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
Mitchell? And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Does anyone have any amendments to the agenda? Consent agenda. Oh, conflict of interest. Anyone have a conflict of interest? Consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk, item number 6A and 7A through 7D.
Second.
We're moving second. Any discussion? Yes.
Under the minutes for the March 17th meeting, it was a special assembly meeting which we talked about the search agreement. The motion I made, I don't think it's exactly word for word, and I wrote it on the paper that was from the executive session that I gave back to Jeff, so I don't have it, but it's not big difference, but slightly different, and I don't know if that should be adjusted.
Maybe. I usually listen to the tape,
uh-huh,
and I go off of that, but I can listen to it again, just to make sure.
Did you listen to that?
Yeah.
It's not how I remember writing it, but anyway.
Let me listen to it again.
Okay.
And then if it's different, I will make the adjustment.
Okay, thank you.
Any other amendments? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Borough manager's report.
We did this a couple hours ago.
Well, we're not firing.
Yes, I
short time. I'm lucky to get anything out of that. But it's just kind of a list of things that we're working on, things that are coming up. We did find out, I think Patrick Mayer was in here today talking to me. Senate Bill, I believe it's 96, that just came out, I think last night, and then they gave testimony tonight. So you had like today to absorb all of it. But the gist of that, which could have a huge impact on a lot of places, others it won't have any impact, but these schools where you have multiple schools or there's a school within 25 mile road on a road system, of course ours they consider it three different buildings or three different schools, and if you occupy less than 80% of that building, they're looking at chopping your revenue. So I guess the only thing you could do would be to try to get all the kids in one building or at least two, and then basically you would mothball a building. Some of the problem is if you, say, took the middle school kids into the high school and, say, the elementary kids into the middle school, something, that would be a school board thing, but just say you did something like that, you still have to put some heat into the other building, you still have to insure it, there's still some cost to that, and then you've got things, issues like you've got a $1 million playground over there at the elementary school that nobody is there. You're still paying on that. There's just a lot of issues. And Patrick and I spent probably at least an hour going over all the little argument points that maybe we could make tonight. He was gonna testify. And that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it's certainly, that's one of the things they're looking at. And since education is the largest single budget item with the state's budget, that's where the biggest impact could come from. But there's certainly some schools that don't have any loss because of this. If it's if you have a K-12 all in one building, then you're fine. There is not another school to go to, like out in the bush, if you had one building that all the classes are in the same thing, they're not affected. But each year it goes up, and in year four we're scheduled to get about $3.4 million under the current situation, and we would lose $1 million. So we would lose about one third of our funding. It's something that whether they follow through with that or not, I don't know, but it's certainly an area of potential concern for both us and the school district and the community, because there's no way that we could say we're going to, and I don't even know if we could do it. There's a maximum you can give to the schools. So even if we had the money, which we wouldn't, but even if you wanted to do it, you can't give them so much money, and we're at the maximum now. Between secured rural schools money and our contributions. So, but anyway, that's the House really didn't do anything that affects the city at this point. They didn't change revenue sharing. They didn't do anything with our secure or our jail money. I don't think they didn't do anything with the foundation money at the House level for the schools. So I think there wasn't really anything there that directly affected the communities, but the Senate, on the other hand, is looking at doing chops to education, and this was their new magic formula, I guess. So anyway, other than that, a lot of this is things we've talked about. Of course, concerns about city's infrastructure, city equipment replacement, the belt freezer. We talked to Trident today. There was a little glitch in one of the title reports that we're working through, and it hopefully can get cleared up pretty quick, and we can actually get the sale done. We're still waiting on the Shoemaker Bay funding. They haven't got to the capital part of the budget, which is, that's where that will be at. They're kind of working on the operating budget. And, you know, down the road, it just, the state just keeps doing things with, you know, without capital money and other things. And I think all the communities are going to face the realization that for the services you have, you either, with the money you have, you're either going to have, well, you're going to have less money, and you reduce services in different ways, or do you create more income sometimes, more revenue? And that's going to be a challenge for each community, how they deal with those things. And I think we've tried to hold on each year, one year at a time, and try to get through another year and survive, and you hope something else good happens. We did get some good news today. We qualified for the wellness program with our insurance, so next year we'll actually have a
3.9% decrease.
Would have been about a 6% increase, but because we qualified for the wellness program,
participated in,
yeah, we get a cut on that, so that's some good news. We don't get much of it anymore, so... But anyway, unless there's questions of anybody, but I will say that, go ahead.
Well, I was just curious if we've heard back from CERC.
We haven't. I talked to Bob today, and we were talking about other things, so I don't know if they're, I'm assuming they have, I mean, they've got it and have had it. So I don't know if they've offered any, if they have, I don't remember him talking about that, so. One last thing, certainly I've enjoyed working with the Assembly and over the last 3.5 years, and you guys have been great to work with, and I think you work great together. You can disagree and still not hate each other, and that's certainly a good trait for an Assembly. And although I don't always agree with Assemblies over the years, I've always appreciated the time and effort they put into this. Nobody gets paid here. You only get paid in grief usually, so from the public sometimes, but you are appreciated by me and both past and present people, anyway, I thank you for your support over the last 3.5 years, and we didn't get everything done we would have liked to, but we got some things done. Hopefully I got him trained up to charge ahead there, and he'll do great, but anyway, we certainly have challenges ahead of us, and it seems like the 40 years I've been here, we've always had something pending that was a disaster, and because of economics in the state or whatever it might be, mills closing, and we seem to keep do what you can to survive and adapt and move on. So, good luck.
Yep, I don't know if what you can say about this or not, but I was just wondering what was going on with the union negotiation stuff.
We're still working on it, okay. But I can't really talk about it.
So we don't have no date on what's basically, I thought they came up with a date, the court did, that they had to do something. With.
They did, but unless it was mutually agreed to go beyond that date, and I think that's where we are.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. One last thing I will say is certainly, I've told Carol and Lee this, my last day is Friday, but I'll probably come in this weekend and get all my office stuff out of there and go through all the paperwork and make notes and lists for Carol, and I've told them both, and certainly with the Assembly too, if something comes up, I would be more than happy to come to a meeting or help somebody or answer any of their questions or at any time. And I am keeping, and the city's paying for that, by the way, the city paid cell phone for the month of April, I'm going to be gone part of the time, but I'm going to get another phone when I'm south. So, but if anybody needs to call me or anything, and hopefully by the end of that period of time, I'll turn that in. And but I'll be available to anybody that needs to call. So.
On that note, I don't know when we're going to say our goodbyes to Jeff, but I did spend 2 minutes to write a poem. May I present it?
Go ahead.
Is that okay,
well, for
Mayor?
One thing, I wonder why I don't have your cell number. I mean, I've been here a couple of years, but I get here.
There's a reason.
And you ain't going to get it now.
Okay, I spent a couple of minutes on this, so, all right. It's time to bid a fond farewell and goodbye to City Manager Jay Bush, a really smart guy. I know you have plans with the family and Kay, but I have some suggestions to help fill your day. We are having trouble with our water plant filtration. Could you scrub some sand and help us with its reinstallation? We are concerned our summer water supply may be bleak. Could you camp around the water tank and be ready to plug a leak? We hope to enhance and increase our developing tourism industry. Could you roam about shouting, altitude is slightly above the sea? As you know, road maintenance doesn't come free. So if you have time, could you fill one pothole or three? And finally, our executive sessions always run late, it seems. Could you make sure we have enough chocolate and jelly beans? So seriously, you're retiring and hopefully taking with you very fond memories and a sense of accomplishment. And a tremendous amount of institutional history is leaving with you, but your legacy will live on forever in Wrangell.
Thank you.
So.
Yeah. Thank you. I plan on doing my part by showering with a friend, which is water conservation.
Water conservation.
Anything further on borough manager's report? Borough clerk's file.
Just a couple things I added to my report. If the assembly approves it tonight, we'll have a special meeting on the 5th next week to interview the borough manager candidates. And then that evening at 6 o'clock, I have it scheduled for a meet and greet with the candidates at the Stikine. And so that's all set up. And I've heard some very positive things about that. And it sounds like there's going to be a good turnout. And then, so I have it both reserved for Jean Green and Lisa von Borgen to, they'll be coming in on April 4th in the afternoon jet, both of them on the afternoon jet. And, and I believe Carol and Jeff volunteer to take them around, pick them up, and such. And then the next day will be the interviews, starting at noon.
Any questions, comments? Thank you. Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Did any assembly member have any report? Yes.
A couple of weeks ago was the mid-session summit for Southeast Conference. Carol was, there were several people from Wrangell there, but I just wanted to mention they have an extensive agenda and they talk about all different kinds of issues from energy to solid waste. But I think in particular, I thought it was very interesting the work that they're continuing to do on sort of looking at new models for the ferry system. They're exploring a number of models, but I think starting to gel around is accurate, but it seems like there's a lot more serious talk about sort of a version similar to the Alaska Railroad, and Carol probably can talk more in depth about that, it would take years to get to that point of sort of transition time, and it would also take sort of political will. And there's a lot of, you know, people that are stuck with a system and just keep at it. But there's also people over here that are wanting to make serious cuts to the point where it would be crippling to the current system. So I'm real curious to look more seriously at this Alaska Railroad version. So anyway, there's a lot more documentation. Carol's got the report that they came up with so far. I think they're looking now at sort of digging deeper.
Yes, go ahead.
Did I see somewhere that they had the Taku for sale?
Yeah. $1 million or something?
Million, 1.5.
1.5, yeah.
I'm thinking about picking it up.
The sports teams use it.
Yeah, just flashing a couple down figures off the back.
Floating the top.
Go over to Babbler.
Well, it'll be 1.7 million to run.
Any other witness? Okay. Appointments. We have one vacancy on the Economic Development Committee until October 2019, and we have no letters of interest on that. So we'll keep advertising, and unless somebody on the assembly wants to volunteer.
Right there. He's got a lot of time on his hands.
That's
now.
True.
Well, Jeff, I need a break.
We'll keep advertising for that. Item 11, persons to be heard. This is the opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you will not have an opportunity to speak on it unless the assembly has specific questions regarding the item. We have one person that would like to speak, that's Greg Miser, and the subject is Jay Bush.
Do you have a poem?
Greg Miser, do call second.
Please do it.
Just want to take a few moments, one last shot, to thank Jeff publicly, I guess, for 40 years of service to not only Wrangell, but also as an employee of the city, the last 17 years, I spent an awful lot of time in his office, especially when I started, wondering what a budget was, how to work on one, and figure all those out for a lot of years. I spent countless hours in his office, and as a boss, the last 3.5 years, just as many hours. So I appreciate it. It's been a lot of decisions I've made, good and bad, controversial issues with people, whatever subjects. He's been there the whole time, so I appreciate it. And we miss that. And we're talking basketball, I guess. It must be a borough manager who talks sports, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for buying a vote now that Harvard can get in the pocket fight.
We have no unfinished business, so we'll go to new business. Item 13A, proposed ordinance number 931, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Title VI, Business, Taxes, Licenses, and Regulations of the Wrangell Municipal Code to add a new chapter, 6.05, to be entitled Marijuana.
Move to approve
the first reading.
Sorry. Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 931 and move to a second reading with a public hearing on April 11th, 2017.
Second. Now moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed ordinance number 932. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 6.04.030, Assembly Recommendation for License in Chapter 6.04, Alcoholic Beverages.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 932 and move to a second reading with a public hearing on April 11, 2017.
Second.
We're moved and second. Any discussion?
I think this was mostly housekeeping. Our attorney wanted it to relate to state law.
Any further discussion? Call vote, please.
Assemblymembers Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed ordinance number 933, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding a new chapter 5.09 excise tax on marijuana to Title V Revenue and Finance of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
I move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 933 and move to a second reading with a public hearing on April 11, 2017.
Second.
Then moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I just have a couple of questions for clarification. Maybe Kim or Jeff could help me. On page 2 of the ordinance, at the top, that first paragraph, I don't know if I want to read the whole thing, but I guess I'll read it. The purpose of this chapter is to provide for the levy, collection, and enforcement of an excise tax on marijuana cultivated by a licensed marijuana cultivation facility within the city and borough of Wrangell for commercial or retail sale purposes, including marijuana cultivated by a standard marijuana cultivation facility and limited marijuana cultivation facility. The excise tax is imposed on the sale or transfer of marijuana from a marijuana cultivation facility to a retail marijuana store or a marijuana product manufacturing facility. So my question is sort of like, at what points is the tax imposed, and would the tax be imposed if, like, a retail store purchased marijuana that was grown in a different community or borough, but then sold to a retail store here? Because I think it just says, just if it's cultivated or grown here or manufactured here, you know. So I guess I'm wanting more clarity on what points and who does the tax. Who pays the tax?
The cultivator pays the tax. So so if, say, the person who wants to sell marijuana here cultivates it, and then he would pay the tax on it. So are you saying if somebody in Petersburg cultivates it and sends it here, that cultivator in there over there would have to pay a tax if there was a tax over there. So if say, somebody here purchased it to sell it, that's retail, and we can't tax retail.
We would have a sales tax, but
right,
we have
but
to go to the vote of the people.
Right.
We can't set the sales tax. So
right.
Anytime it's cultivated within our boundary,
mm-hmm.
And transferred to either manufacturing or retail, then that's where the excise tax kicks in.
So it wouldn't get, could it kick in at multiple levels? Like if it went from a cultivator to manufacturing and then manufacturing to the retail?
No. And
so
that was
just
the
once.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, and we tried to make our, so we put this together, or I put this together, went to our attorney, came to the code review committee, and that's one of our questions. It seems very confusing, like we were, it could be taxed multiple times. And so we asked her to revise it so that it's very clear that it's not to be taxed multiple times. So it's only taxed.
It's marijuana
the one time.
Cultivated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's helpful. It's only taxed once. Why is it that we couldn't tax the retail product?
Because to do retail sales tax would have to go to a vote of the people. So, I mean, okay. We could, but it would have to.
So let me clarify that. We are going to charge our normal 7%, though, right? Or does that have to go to a vote?
No, it's a normal sales tax.
Okay.
But if we decided we wanted to tax additionally.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. I just want to make sure I understood.
Do we have any other tax additionally out there for cigarettes, alcohol or anything? Our city doesn't do any of that.
No.
Okay.
I think the state does, but
right.
No, I know.
But not
the other
us.
Minister, yeah.